Hi, I'm Chip, and you may remember me from podcasts such as The Incomparable Mothership and the Doctor Who Flashcast and, well, this one. I'm coming to you from the Gallifrey One convention. So, Spider Robinson, in his series of stories about Callahan's Crosstime Saloon, developed this saying that was very popular among his fans: shared pain decreases, shared joy increases. Thus do we refute entropy. I was thinking about that a lot lately, both in terms of coming to this convention and also in terms of what happened to the 2 Minute Time Lord podcast last year. So I was invited to join Jason Snell and Erica Ensign on the Incomparable Network's Doctor Who Flashcast to talk about each episode of Disney Series 2 as it happened. And I did not love the return of Russell T. Davis as much as I thought I was going to. And shared pain decreases. It was easier for me to talk about these episodes with friends than to turn around and rethink them and create more podcasts about them all by myself. 2MTL quickly podfaded or podplummeted after the start of the season, and I just spent my energy talking about the episodes with Jason and Erica. And that was a period after which I found myself in the same place a lot of my friends were in after the Chibnall seasons. I wasn't sure how much I loved Doctor Who anymore. I thought that Doctor Who had left me behind a little bit, or I had left it behind. So I came to Gallifrey One this year in search of two things: the community of my friends, whom I love dearly, and that's another sort of parallel to the whole I love everybody in this bar ethos of the Callahan's books, and to see if I could recapture my love of the show that has meant so much to me since its relaunch in 2005, in part because of the show and in part because of the friends I've made along the way. So can I fall in love with Doctor Who again? I arrived on the Tuesday before the convention began on the Friday, so plenty of time. And I road tripped to San Diego to the Comic-Con Museum to see the Doctor Who Worlds of Wonder exhibit. My first time seeing a full-on exhibit since I've never been to Cardiff for the Doctor Who experience. I began to get feels almost immediately, seeing all the costumes, all the props, seeing the roundels from the Jodie Whittaker TARDIS on the walls everywhere. And the Chibnall years are actually my Doctor Who comfort food these days. And I genuinely enjoyed those years more than RTD2, which again, surprised the heck out of me. But being in that environment, seeing all those things, started to remind me of how much I love Doctor Who. No matter what may be happening in Cardiff now or in the recent past, as far as the showrunners making Doctor Who, there's a huge tapestry of episodes and concepts and stories that still mean something to me. And being at the museum reminded me of that. Coming to the convention, it has been about more than connecting with my friends. It has been about seeing Freema Agyeman talk about her time on Doctor Who, but also talk about her time on Sense8. It has been seeing Millie Gibson on stage and being really, really impressed with her and some of the stories that she told and sort of what appeared to be her approach to this show and, you know, the struggles of trying to make something out of her character, trying to shoot 73 yards as the very first thing that she did, as she put it, trying to figure out who Ruby Sunday is without the Doctor when she hasn't even had a chance to figure out who Ruby Sunday is with the Doctor. And spending entirely too much money in the dealer's room on Big Finish audios and art pieces and things like that. Yeah, I love Doctor Who again. So this has been basically a quick check-in to say, I appreciate those of you who have left me in your podcast subscription feeds. I don't have any illusions that I am a real Doctor Who podcaster anymore. But I feel like I'm beginning to have more things to say about Doctor Who again. And for those of you who are still here, I appreciate you and hope that as I drop more short essays, I hope that you'll stick around. On my way back from San Diego, I decided to take the long way around and went up the Pacific Coast Highway, heading back to the convention hotel. And starting on the old PCH, I went up Camino del Mar, and one of the first communities that I drove through was Cardiff by the Sea. Cardiff. The city where Doctor Who is made in Wales. Cardiff by the Sea in California. I thought it was fitting. I thought it was nice to begin my journey back to the convention at a place that name checks the source of Doctor Who. It's a good show. Even if recent seasons disappointed me, it's a good show, and nostalgia and exploring 60 years of it is not a bad thing, even while we hold our breath and wait for Cardiff to do something new. Hopefully, talk to you again soon.